This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A fallen firefighter will be honored this morning. He died last week after being injured fighting the Snyder Fire. Fire and police vehicles will start the procession in Denver at 7:30. To the west in Lakewood, people can pay their respects at the Furniture Row parking lot. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
With lights flashing, the vehicles will escort the body of fallen firefighter Nathan Matthews and his family from Denver to Grand Junction. People may show their support from overpasses along I-70. Matthews died July 24th from injuries he sustained after being trapped by a wildfire near the Utah border. Three other firefighters were killed in the burnover event in late June, and one remains hospitalized. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Department of Energy is facing pushback for terminating grants, including 34 projects in Colorado. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
The DOE admitted in a court filing this month that it had terminated billions of dollars in federal funding solely for political reasons. Last October, the agency cut hundreds of scientific grants to blue states. Colorado entrepreneur Hank Price runs a solar energy company and says the grant terminations put his business in a tough spot.
It's disheartening. It's hard to want to keep working with the government under this administration when you just don't know what they're going to do.
It's unclear whether the DOE will now restart the funding. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
And public transit in Metro Denver is set for major changes. That's after RTD's board recommended $20 million in cuts this week.
Which routes RTD will choose to discontinue won't be clear until next year's budget is finalized. But there are obvious candidates. In various funding models, RTD staff highlighted routes with low ridership or high cost as potential cuts. That included downtown Denver's 16th Street Free Ride and several floundering rail lines. RTD's budget deficit is $200 million, meaning the public transit agency will have to find other ways to close its budget gap in addition to service cuts.
That was Paolo Shalceda reporting for CPR News and KRCC.